Clarissa here. Thank you for listening to my responses to the embodying change questions. First off, I really enjoyed watching the documentary and reading the articles. They had a lot of hopeful changes that can be made as an individual and not relying on government changes. So first of all, micro sustainability changes that I can make include biking to work more often. It's a half hour walk, so I don't think I'll ever do that, but it's less than 10 minutes to bike, as long as there isn't a train. It's only a 5-minute drive, so it doesn't even add that much time. It barely even changes my morning routine. Second of all, I can educate myself more on what can be recycled locally. I just did some researching and found several items that I've been putting in the curbside garbage pickup that could have been recycled in town. This includes broken string lights and light bulbs. Another thing I want to focus more time and energy on is food waste. I bought a cookbook a few months ago called Scrappy Cooking that uses food scraps and recipes that I need to use more. I also have a cookbook that has ideas for repurposing leftover ingredients, which is what ends up being wasted most in our house, like extra rice or that weird amount of taco meat that we just forget about in the fridge. I think the biggest thing I could do differently to inspire change is not be so silent about the small changes I make. Maybe telling more people about changes will help them see themselves making the same changes. We have a refillery here in Terrace where I refill my bottles of laundry detergent and dish soap, and they have many other refillable or plastic-free alternatives for household products. I think a lot of people just forget it's there or don't know about it. I also order shampoo and conditioner bars online instead of buying products in plastic bottles. If I tell people about those things, and if they see me ride my bike to work, it might inspire them to do the same. Changes to our way of life seem to be the biggest barrier. Most people don't do things that significantly impact their day-to-day life. The way people live at the Possibility Alliance in Maine is incredibly sustainable, but so far from the way most people live that it would be nearly impossible to convince even a small portion of the North American population to do it. Not only would it be different in terms of lifestyle, but most people don't have the space to grow that much food. But the way of life in the neighborhood of the Casa de Paz, seen in the Being the Change documentary, would be much more attainable, with neighbors sharing food and helping each other. Tangible examples from the readings and documentaries that could be scaled up would include reducing food waste, especially from the distributor level, and alternatives to gasoline-powered cars, whether it's biking or an electric vehicle. These changes could have major impacts, but would need policy changes, whether it's by individual stores or the government. For the electric vehicles, I think the only problem with them at this point is the cost. When they become the same price or less to purchase, they'll become the most common option to buy new. A more individual example would be the solar panels. If more people had more solar panels, it would take a massive load off our power grid and reduce the likelihood of more hydroelectric dams being built. For the individual choices, a lot of it comes down to the cost. Electric vehicles and solar panels, even refilling household products, cost more than the conventional unsustainable option. People won't pick sustainable options if they don't make sense financially. Other individual choices cost people time, like making food from scratch to reduce packaging, or other transportation options like biking and walking. Someone working multiple jobs or raising a family might not have the time to make these low-cost sustainable lifestyle changes. Overall, it's nice reading about things that I can do to change and hopefully inspire others to do the same, even if it's a small step. Thank you for listening.